For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Good, beautiful, early March. Thursday morning to everyone out there. Hey, it's great connecting with many of you. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for, you know, letting me know, man, you're listening and that you're enjoying it and that you're learning. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Maybe down the road, I don't know, man, here I go again. I love to dream, but it's got to be God dreamed, right? Got to be birthed by God. But I do so love connecting with you all via radio. Let's just see what God says as the future unfolds. Get some more airtime on here, perhaps, you know. Amen. So look, I'm looking forward to seeing you March the 9th, Saturday night, 6 p.m., Victory Fellowship North, West Causeway Approach in Mandeville, Louisiana. And everyone's invited, all Southeast Louisiana. We reach all over the place, especially through radio. But, you know, we've got partners in Baton Rouge and Houma and Raceland and goodness, and all over the North Shore and in Metairie and Kenner. Come, let's have a ball together. Let's learn and grow. March the 9th, it's 6 p.m., their Saturday night service. I'm very honored. Thank you to the pastors for allowing me to share to their congregation. You know, brethren, we don't take that lightly as ministers, that someone lets you stand in their pulpit and share with their sheep, their people. It's a blessing from God. So I'm excited. I hope you come and see us. Okay, ways in which God reveals his will. We talked about the scriptures. He'll reveal his will through the scriptures. Number two, that inner impression deep down on the inside. Boy, do I utilize this often. And have I blown it? Oh, yes. And I have been in trouble as a result. Meaning, I've had times where I've felt that peace or that warning from the Holy Spirit. Say, don't push this issue, Anna. I'll bring it around in my time. And I've ignored that inner peace. And I've pushed past it. And I've gotten in trouble. Well, you say, how'd you get in trouble? I've reaped the consequences of my own doing. Maybe I purchased something. And I felt a nudging inside of me saying, wait. Don't use the funding for that. And I said, oh, I'm sure we'll be fine. I pushed past that inner knowing. Oh, yeah, we were fine, but I was strapped for 6 months trying to pay it off, perhaps. Or you see what I'm saying? Look at Colossians 3:15. I'm laughing because I can hear, I just feel like I can feel heads nodding out there going, oh, yeah, I've done that too. Excuse me. Let the peace of God, P-E-A-C-E, rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. Look at the Amplified. Let the peace, that soul harmony which comes from Christ, rule or act as an umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and setting with finality all questions that arise in your minds. Now this is, gosh, how imperative is this? How important? Let the peace of God, talking about an inner impression, talking about knowing the will of God, let it rule. You don't have a peace, you just best chill and wait it out until God does give you a peace. Philippians 2:12 and 13. So then, my beloved brethren, just as you've always obeyed, not in my presence only, but much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Watch, for it is God who is at work within you to will and to work for his good pleasure. In other words, Chuck Swindoll says regarding this verse, be discerning. Think it through. Use your head. Pay attention. Get serious about your Christian walk. For it is God, the Holy Spirit, who's working his will in you. So when he's giving you the prompt or the check to slow down, don't do it, or yes, go ahead, God's at work in you. Obey that prompting. Obey when he says no. See? That way you're acting in faith, and that's how you'll be fulfilling his will. So God doesn't play patty cake games, man, when it comes to his will. You might, but he doesn't. So once again, the inner impression, Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule. Act as the umpire when you're discerning the will of God. Join me tomorrow on A Future in Hope with Anna Downey. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.